Welcome back to This Week. There was further criticism last week of how RTE has been managed in recent years with the publication of an interim report by the forensic accountants Mazars into the operation of the barter account held by the national broadcaster. Mazars looked at the period 2017 to 2022 this morning. Against the backdrop of hemorrhaging licence fee income, the Sunday papers are focused on the size and scale of the funding RTE will need by way of a bailout in October's budget. Well, we're joined in studio by the Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee and Social Democrats TD, Catherine Murphy. You're very welcome to the programme, Catherine Murphy. On the Public Accounts Committee, you listened to several days of evidence from senior figures in RTE, past and present. Looking at the Mazars interim report this week, what stood out for you?
Well, we were expecting, I mean, obviously we had seen some of the material in a, when we were having those hearings, and we knew the big standout payment was to Ryan Tuberty, and we were looking to see was there going to be something similar to that. But what really surprised me, and it was a dry read, 24 pages, but it's a pretty dry read, but it was a depressing read because of the lack of controls, the lack of processes, the chaotic nature in relation to how this was how this fund was used. And it certainly opened up a range of questions, and we will be having, the Public Accounts Committee will be having, we have scheduled to have RTE again in October, and hopefully the final Mazars report will be available to us then. But it certainly identifies the people we need to talk to for the questions that are raised in the Mazars report about the lack of oversight, the fact that it wasn't confined to, you know, any one individual to control it. It seems to have been kind of a Wild West slush fund.
And indeed, the Public Accounts Committee and the Media Committee both looking at RTE from a number of different standpoints, but this is about nuts and bolts accounting, how money is used, how licence fee money is used, and commercial income is used. So in a sense, is this Mazars report and what Mazars is uncovering or looking into the central focus of what the PAC will look at in the months ahead? Or will the focus be broader?
Yeah, I mean, different committees have a different focus, and the Media Committee will be looking at the future in terms of how funding for RTE will be decided. But the like of the Public Accounts Committee will be looking for the kind of controls that should be in place, how things happened and how they should happen into the future. So we'll be going backwards and forwards on this. We want to see, you know, significant changes in relation to how RTE does its business.
There is much speculation in the newspapers this morning as to the scale of the bailout that RTE will need to get it through into next year and so on in terms of its funding shortfall. The Business Post talking about 35 million, the Sunday Independent saying perhaps at least 50 million. Those figures are pretty eye-watering. There was always going to be provision for some sort of interim funding in the budget. What's the quid pro quo from your point of view? What must RTE give in order to secure those sorts of funds?
Well, you're right. They are eye-watering amounts because they're money that won't be spent on something else. And there was always an expectation that there would be something in the budget. It's not an ideal situation where RTE are dependent on government, whatever government is in place, because that kind of direct relationship is not a healthy relationship. And that's why we need to have a different funding model into the future. But I think they would have to very clearly see the kind of changes that have already occurred and will occur in the near future, so as that we don't have a repeat of some of the things that were revealed at in public, just in the last couple of months. That would be an absolute must.
There is much speculation within RTE and indeed in the wider public discourse about what a public service broadcaster like RTE should look like in the years to come. Have you formed a view? You've had a number of weeks now since you've stopped listening, if you like, to the executives and the former senior figures at your committee. But have you formed a view as to where RTÉ is going and what it will look like?
Yeah, well, my view is that public service broadcasting is essential, and the media has in general has a role in holding people to account, and that is where the broadcasting side of RTÉ will require to continue and to be funded. But in terms of, like, it's very difficult at this point because of what we have seen. There will have to be political acceptance and there will have to be public acceptance of any kind of new funding model that will replace the licence fee. And I think that can't really happen without RTÉ really introducing the kind of changes that need to happen to make sure that people have confidence in the way it's run.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Catherine Murphy, Social Democrats TD and Deputy Chair of the Public Accounts Committee. Thanks indeed for coming in to us this lunchtime.